I've long been frustrated with a particular desktop publishing application, the one that we predominantly find in schools. So when I come across an alternative, particularly when it's an online one like Lucid Press, I'm always delighted to see what they can offer. In order to create an account, you can either create one online, but if you've got a Google Apps for Education account, there's the possibility of linking in with your and logging in with your Google account. Bear in mind all the caveat that you should always think carefully about linking different accounts and how data is swapped between them. But if you choose to do that, you also get some extra facilities which are really interesting. As it's an online tool, not only does it offer you all the options for printing things out that you'd hope for, it also means you can release your finished product as an embeddable document to be viewed online. And additionally, because it's online, there are also collaborative features. So you can have multiple students working on a particular newsletter. Each one can be responsible for different topics, for example. To get started with your first document is fairly straightforward. Lucid Press generously offers you lots of themes to choose from, so you don't have to start from scratch, but you can do if you so choose to. You can have multiple pages or a single page. There's lots of different layouts, as you would expect from a desktop publishing application. You're able to put in shapes, text boxes, imagery and so forth. But because it's online, or potentially you can be delivering this online, you can also include interactive features and rich media like YouTube videos. If you do happen to have it linked in with your Google account, you can also insert and embed Google Docs. So if you've got a presentation that you've made within Google Presentations, that can be embedded within your leaflet or your newsletter or whatever it happens to be that you're producing. So you've got all those different options, all the kind of layout features that you would expect with overflowing text boxes and being able to overflow them into other text boxes. But again, because it's online and interactive, you can also have scrolling text boxes. So just a small part of the text visible at once, but when somebody hovers over it, they can scroll to see the remainder of the text. You can also attach hyperlinks, obviously, but dynamic links which pop open different bits of information on screen. So the kind of thing that you normally get from hotspots, and that can be really useful too for getting more information into a smaller amount of space that you're not able to do when you're using printed media. Your download options are the usual ones you expect, as PDFs, PNGs and JPEGs and so forth. And you can also share links and embed codes.